You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
Come down to the library and get your library card. 'Cause reading is for everyone, even the homeless. Be nice to the homeless.
Be nice to the homeless.
Yes.
I thought I had to join you in.
We should go on tour.
Yeah. I'm sure that would be a huge hit.
When was the last time there was a PSA for libraries, though? Right?
They don't have any money, so probably not for a long time.
Oh, that's right. Damn you, Internet.
That's right.
And please subscribe to oneofus.net on the Internet.
That's right.
We are here. I'm Bradley Martin. I always forget to introduce myself. And I have my recording companion and colleague.
I am Laura Britton.
And we just watched The Public.
The Public. Yes, we did.
How'd you like to give the plot synopsis of this amazing thriller?
Oh, yes. This was action-packed. I'm just going to read their tagline, their logline from IMDb, because I think it's really good.
Sounds good.
An act of civil disobedience turns into a standoff with police when homeless people in Cincinnati take over the public library to seek shelter from the bitter cold. I think that this movie has its heart in the right place.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I have problems with some of the story. There are a lot of plot holes that could easily be filled.
Oh.
If my kids were to watch this, they'd be like, why did they do that? That's dumb. Everyone has phones. It could have been fixed with a phone. So,
well, also the crisis. I understand the crisis from the point of view of the homeless person.
Yes.
I don't want to go out in the night and freeze to death. I get that 100%.
Yep.
Some guy in a suit somewhere going, a homeless person doesn't want to freeze to death. This is like a national emergency. Like, that's kind of, what? No. The national emergency was they should freeze to death.
That's right.
You know, like, maybe I'm naive, and I'll admit to everyone out there and to you, Laura, I am a pretty naive person, but I'm hoping someone like that doesn't actually exist.
Oh, no, they're out there.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They're out there. I've talked with them, some of them. Not all of them, obviously. But no, they're out there. It's just, I think a lot of people who aren't like that are also out there. And
Well, that's good.
Somewhat like our main character, try to help out and do the right thing when it comes to people's lives. So
yeah, Stuart Goodson, played by Emilio Estevez, who is the librarian of the library in the film.
And writer-director.
And writer-director. I'm not sure if that's his debut, but yeah.
Apparently, I thought it might be, actually, but it's not. He's apparently directed 13 other films.
Wow.
Yes.
I had no idea.
I didn't either. He's, like, got a lot of talent, this guy. You know, that guy, Emilio Estevez, who no one's ever seen in all the movies that he's ever been in. It's shocking to me, although it shouldn't be, how much like his father he is starting to look as he ages.
Oh, for sure.
It's so crazy. I guess I'm going to look just like my parents, too.
Yeah,
genetics.
We all do eventually, yeah. I pretty much look like my dad now.
It's so funny. But, yeah, no, so I think the movie is in it's got its heart in the right place. It's freezing cold, like below zero, sub-zero temperatures. And the homeless people go into the library during the day because they can and it's warm. And they go and they hang out. And then they have to go out to the shelters or wherever they can overnight at night when the library closes. And this turns into a crisis when this Arctic cold comes and people start dying in the streets, including outside the library. So the homeless people decide to occupy the library. And Emilio Estevez's character has to decide what to do. Or how to manage the situation, really. He can't do much, and he's sort of ineffectual.
Yeah.
And I think the tone of the movie and the color scheme is real beige, and he's sort of like a beige person. But at the same time, you know, he's got a past that we find out about, and there are a lot of really good elements here. It just doesn't seem like it really works as well as it could. I don't know.
Yeah, and I agree with that. It's got a huge ensemble to it.
Yeah.
And NBC always seems to... Is it NBC?
Yeah,
the production
Universal.
Of this? Yeah, they always get these big casts, and each cast member is given, you know, a moment to shine. But how the characters fit into the overall story is kind of, like you said, a little beige.
Yeah. And I find myself, it becomes a lot of social statements and speechifying, where if you are, like, apparently you and I both agree, the bad people shouldn't be making these laws that kill people, basically.
Right.
But apparently, a lot of speechifying happens, and then you see just one person is vilified, and the rest of them all come to the conclusion that maybe this wasn't the best way to handle it. But I don't know. God, this just seems like a crazy way to handle a sit-in at a library.
Well, exactly. Here's how naive I am. And I really shouldn't dwell on that, because then I'm an adult with like a wife and kids. The head homeless guy. Oh, dear.
Right.
I think Michael Kenneth Williams plays Jackson. He's one of the homeless men. He's like, we're not leaving. We're staying here. We're not going out there to die. And Emilio's like, oh, boy, because he looks around the library and sees
probably a lot of people.
Yeah, I'd say at least 70 people just sitting there. So then he rushes up to tell his boss, played by Jeffrey Wright, who I absolutely adore.
Me too.
Not just Westworld, but he has a little cameo in Game Night, which is so funny.
He's great. Yeah. No matter what Jeffrey Wright's in, he's great.
Yeah, I'm always happy to watch him perform. Now, I'm not saying if you can't relate to situations that you can't enjoy a movie, but if Emilio Estevez or even one of my employees or colleagues came in and was like, there's homeless people, they're afraid to freeze to death, I think they should stay here. Oh, man, it's a crisis. Can they stay here? I'd be like, okay. That's actually a pretty good idea. And me trying to figure out why it was a bad thing kind of took up a lot of headspace for me while watching this movie. Why is it so horrible for sanctuary areas for the homeless to exist? I don't get it.
Well, and I think here in Texas, even I'm in Austin, and when it gets really, really cold, churches open their doors. Everybody opens their doors up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm not saying there's always a place to go. Maybe homeless people don't have a way to get there. Like in this situation, it's really hard to get there because it's so cold and they don't have adequate clothing, yada, yada. But it seems like, if anything, this is the movie brings up the question of what do you do with this kind of situation? What do you do when people's lives are at stake and the public situations are not adequate to deal with it? So in that sense, I think it's good because, you know, here we are on this review talking about the very question that they pose in the movie.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah, so it was successful in that sense. That's
true. But there are too many plot holes because I think that you could have made a couple of phone calls and dealt with it,
yeah.
You know, instead of, but they tried to throw in a political thing, but then that was not quite right, and then they had the press, and I'm like, just make a fucking phone call, you know, phone call, and you talk to a reporter at a station, and you get your side of the story out, so it's not just a one-sided story, which is what they were dealing with, and spin,
right.
And I don't know, I kept finding very large plot holes that I'd fall into, and I was like, wait a minute. Yes.
Well, again, I think that it's more or less trying to be like, hey, this is an important issue, which it is.
Yeah.
Why don't you A-listers or B-listers trying to climb back to the A, or C-listers working for, you know, just looking for work, jump on board and be in the library movie.
Yeah.
Because we do have a huge cast here. Like, Christian Slater's the sleazy guy running for office who's like, homeless people, ew, they can't stay in the library. Yeah, bleh.
Why are they here? Get rid of them. Who cares?
So, I'm evil. He might as well have said every line. Which is funny because I thought he was good, but his character was just kind of cliche.
I think all the characters were very one note.
I mean, you had Alec Baldwin, who had some depth for a while, but then he goes full into his Trump character, where he's like, I don't think the homeless should be here.
Right.
Absolutely dangerous. They're out to get all of us. Nobody respects the homeless more than me.
Right.
And it was very
odd,
you know, because that seemed kind of random, that he suddenly would turn so heavily against the idea that homeless people exist.
Right. And he even had extenuating circumstances that would have made the case for him to not be that way.
Right. Exactly.
And so that didn't make sense. So, yeah. So I had some problems with the story in general. But overall, I like the message.
Yeah, the message is good. Because the message does have kind of this reading creates empathy. And I believe in that. I'm a very strong believer.
And knowledge and facts
that,
versus, you know, fake news or fucking lying, as I like to call
it. Exactly. Yeah, it's what we call it. You know, it's what it was called when we were kids.
That's right.
Well, Gabriel Union, who plays the media, I'll just call her the media. Her name's Rebecca Parks in the film. She just kind of shows up and is like, aren't I pretty? Shouldn't I be in front of a camera? Mm-hmm. I'm going to break this story. I was surprised at how one-note she was, because she's very aspiring actress, I thought. At least I think so. So for her to just be like, I'm just the media, I'm the big bad media that's going to get everything wrong. And what's really a bad cliche right now for me in films is when the smarter characters are like, got you, we made you look stupid, media. I think if the last 4 years has shown us everything, the media doesn't care if it looks stupid.
No.
They'll double down on it and be all like, well, you're wrong.
Yep, get some more ratings.
You know? Yeah, as long as the ratings are there. Like, I'm surprised she didn't come out and be like, hi, this is Rebecca Parks for the news. Homeless people in the library, are they eating each other? I don't know. I'm here on the ground floor to find out.
I think that's the sequel.
Because that's how the news is these days. Some news outlets.
Yeah.
Always search for the truth is always good. You know, you have Taylor Schilling as well, who plays Angela, who takes an interest in Stuart, the Emilio Estevez character, because I guess every character needs some kind of love interest, no matter how shoehorned in it is.
I know.
Like, what did you think of that?
I was just like, really? We're doing that?
I mean, they had a kind of acute chemistry, but then when it amped up to 11 after a single conversation, it's like, that's a little weird.
I mean, I guess maybe they're just trying to make a case for him being not quite as beige as we thought, and having a crazy side.
I guess.
I don't know. I just thought it was weird. I would have bought his behavior regardless. So, no, I'm not enamored of this movie, but. I like the questions that it poses. I think it's a nice social statement. I think it could have been shot better, and I didn't care for the editing, but I it does have some redeeming qualities to it. So I don't hate it. I just think it.
No, absolutely.
I think it might have been better. They could have done a little bit better job, maybe.
Well,
they had a lot of people in there.
It's rough. Like, you know, the conflict is we're sitting here.
Yeah.
I hope people don't prevent us from continuing to have this sit.
Yes.
And this is a 2-hour film.
Yeah. About people.
And my wife
sitting.
Liked it a lot, but I was myself like, oh my gosh, I'm going to fall asleep. I'm going to fall right asleep watching this. I don't know what to do. I'm getting tired. And then my wife would just like shove me every like 10 seconds and be like, it's fine. You're going to get through this. This is interesting. Stop finding interesting things boring, husband. So,
I mean, again, redeeming qualities for me, and I didn't hate it. I think I liked it. I like the ideas that it posed, and I think there were some good... I like that it's in a library. I worked in libraries for years, and I love libraries. I love going in them. I love the books, and they showed some of that. They show that people who work in libraries have brains and know a lot of interesting information and all the random stuff you get asked. And it also shows the humanitarian side of a public library, which is, you know, people go there. All sorts of people go there. And a lot of homeless do go take refuge in a library. And I think that it's important to show that as our, you know, a library is an institution that I feel like is starting to go away. I mean, they're taking books away.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You know, they have no room on the shelves for them in college universities, so they're getting rid of the actual books and throwing them into storage where they're going to just mold away. And, you know, the library is an important institution, and so are the people who work in them. But at the same time, maybe they could have tightened the script up a little bit.
Yeah, and I can agree with that, and we can jump right into the final thoughts. I love saying it that way. Our final thoughts. It was really exciting for me to see Jenna Malone, because I've been a huge fan of hers for years. I really thought she would take Hollywood by storm. Big fan of Pride and Prejudice. She has a role in that. A big fan of the ridiculous rumor that she would have a major role in Batman v Superman. I suppose it worked out better for her that she didn't. And, of course, she's in The Hunger Games, the best one of the... Is it four? Why were there four Hunger Games movies?
She was in part two. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah,
of
she's
course
great in Hunger Games. I love her in Hunger Games.
Absolutely fantastic in Hunger Games. You know, towards the end of the second one, I was like, maybe Katniss takes a break and we can follow her character for a while. But it wasn't meant to be.
No.
Personally, have a library card, and me and my kids go to the library in a small town, so it's actually not that self-righteous of me to say. I wish it was, but, you know, everyone goes to the library. It's a great community experience. We get the books, we read the books, we learn, and we express empathy towards character struggles that we read about. And I think that libraries make the world a better place. The film's a bit convoluted with a lot of plots in the air all at once, trying to push them all through. As I said, it's a very large ensemble, but its message stays true to which libraries are important, and being kind is important. You know, the fact that there were some of these characters like homeless, ew, and they're just sitting in there, well, that's not good. Yes, it's the coldest night of the year, but, you know, everybody dies, right? And it's not like I have that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Gross. That's a gross way to think. Thanks, movie, for pointing out that that needs to change immediately.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, you know, through my living experience as a father and husband, my wife is like an encyclopedia knowledge of a lot of things, and she's pointed out a ton of horrible practices. So I think this movie, though not as entertaining as I'd like it to be, it does have an important message to get out there. So I'm going to give it 6 laser eyes and 10 government babies.
Oh, very good. yeah, I like that. I agree pretty much with everything you've said. I concur. I love libraries, and I also, every one of us has a library card. Like I said, I worked in libraries for years, and we have a great public library system here, and my kids go, and I go, and they have They actually have a cafe in it that they use cookbooks to make recipes out of to feed people in their cafe, and I don't know, it's great. So I love the fact that they're showing the library as a good part of the community. I wish the script didn't have these huge holes in it.
yeah,
because you know, again, you know, they could have fixed the problem with a quick phone call, and that's important to note that. Like, come on, man. We all have cell phones. They were using them in the film. So I had a hard time with that. I really wish that they had, you know, they could have made it work. I just wish that there had been more reasoning behind how they resolved their situation. And at the end of it, of course, I was just thinking, man, would they really do that in it? Is that really how they would approach this situation? Really? So, but I guess maybe that's me being naive too. Maybe people are just like, fuck them, we don't give a shit, get them out of there, and we're going to storm the library, you know?
I don't want to believe
I know. Terrible people are out there. So, but, you know, I wish the characters also would have a little bit more depth. They all seem pretty one note, but again, I think that the messaging is good, and the things that it makes you think about and talk about are all very good messages. So I like that aspect of this film a lot. So a lot of good, you know, I guess it's not going to be that arbitrary today. I guess I'm going to actually do a rating because I sort of feel like it, but,
cool. Yeah.
I'm going to do 6 naked guys singing in front of a window that's filled with people.
Nice. And, you know, in certain cities, is that really such a big deal?
I know. Well, when it's 0 degrees out, maybe a bigger deal.
Yeah. You got to protect yourself.